State Representative Roger Bruce says, diplomatically, he's disappointed the South Fulton cityhood bill died on the last day of the legislative session. He says he got the word just a few hours before the session ended, not from a member of legislative leadership, but from a lobbyist for the city of Atlanta, a lobbyist he won't name.
I was told pretty much at the last minute that the mayor had contacted the lieutenant governor and asked that he hold it up because the city of Atlanta had some areas that they wanted to annex.
That came as a surprise to Bruce. He thought annexation issues were settled long ago.
We reached out to all of the existing cities and asked before we got started if there was any conversation that needed to take place, and we really didn't get any from any of the cities.
In response to our request for information, Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed's office issued a statement saying the city is not actively looking to annex property in South Fulton. It confirms, though, it has been talking about annexation with residents of one neighborhood, Loch Lomond, since February. When asked whether the mayor requested that the lieutenant governor retire the bill, a spokesman said the mayor was traveling today, not available for comment. Benny Crane chairs South Fulton United, a citizens group that pushed for cityhood. He says he had heard talk of annexation during the session.
The only part was surprised is that the top guns came out and they effectively derailed this process. Let me be more clear. They effectively delayed our vote on cityhood.
Crane says South Fulton United is determined to learn from this year's session and get back to work towards making South Fulton a city in 2015. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.